I'm Jay Moran, and this is WBFO News. Now, the election season is winding down, just 6 days remaining. And, of course, that election season rhetoric at times can be, to say the least, a bit overbearing. But fortunately, we've always been able to gain some perspective from Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy, and he joins us once again this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Hi, Jay.
All right, Bob, let's get into some of these different things. And first and foremost, maybe the tightest race here in Western New York. That's at 27th Congressional District. And even in today's paper, I see your colleague Jerry Zremsky kind of going over the latest battle between the two candidates, Hochul and Collins. And the review of Kathy Hochul's legislative record in Washington, 22 bills introduced, none passed. And Collins now says that shows that she's out just grabbing headlines. And Hochul, of course, countering with some of her work on behalf of her local constituents, especially the Niagara Falls Air Base. I guess from your perspective, what do voters want more? They want legislation passed or work on behalf of constituents. So what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I don't know exactly what that is. I think people probably take all those things into account. But, you know, it's all politics is local, as another famous member of the House of Representatives once said. And there's something to be said about that. You know, one thing that our last Siena poll showed was that overwhelmingly Kathy Hochul was thought to be the person who would best represent the interests of the community in Washington, I think is how that was phrased.
Hmm.
On the other hand, Chris Collins was very strong in the economic issues such as job creation and taxes, which are really the bread and butter issues upon which most people cast their votes. But, you know, so I don't know. I think this will be an interesting test. But there's something to be said, I think, always about being a real local representative. You know, you look at somebody like Henry Nowak, who never made a big impact on a national team, but he was called the billion-dollar man because of all the money he brought back to the district.
All right, very good. And, of course, he was a Democrat, a local Democrats, so known for their factions, I guess. And we've got a new Democratic chairman, Jeremy Zellner. We talked about him a little bit last time we were on last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But what about him? I mean, you know, you've talked a little bit about how he is making efforts to try to bring these factions together. What is he doing specifically?
Well, he had a big fundraiser the other night that he was very pleased with, as we had on our Politics Now blog this morning at the news. And he had about 250 people at his event. He was pleased that there were supporters of Mayor Brown there, and we have to remember that Mayor Brown has never been part of the headquarters camp as far as Chairman Len Lenihan was concerned anyway. And so there, you know, the mayor wasn't there because it was hurricane night, but there is some optimism in headquarters right now that there could be some rapprochement between that building and City Hall. But it's significant that I think that Governor Cuomo's people are still nowhere to be seen in that mix. And it does appear that when Lieutenant Governor Duffy comes to town, it seems that there's always a meeting between him and Frank Max, the opposition guy in the party right now.
Hmm.
Jeremy's got a long ways to go, but he is working hard at it and trying to make some inroads in the areas where he has to do that.
So after if he can, in fact, build a bridge to City Hall, then he's got to build an even longer one to Albany, huh?
Yeah, about 280 miles long, that one. So.
Okay. All right, let's look at the 60th Senate District right now. I know you were at the St. Joe's debate last week. We had Democrat Mike Amadeo, conservative Chuck Swanick, Republican incumbent Mark Grisani, and I believe you guys are the Buffalo News website will host another debate this coming Friday. But we see that in today's paper, Grisani spending $20,000 a day in his reelection bid. Maybe just kind of break it down. How do you see Grisani trying to represent himself? And then on the other side of the coin, how are his opponents trying to attack him?
Well, I noticed today TV commercials that talk about how Grisani votes Republican 99% of the time. And, oh, my God, he's going to vote for Mitt Romney for president. You know, these are efforts to try to come back to the party, to remind this overwhelmingly Democratic district who they are. So far, that's going to be difficult, especially with three men on the ballot of three different parties. Actually, there'll be four different people on there.
Hmm.
And so these are difficult things for them to do, but this is clearly, I think, an effort to bring Democrats home. So far, Mark Grisani was able to withstand that kind of criticism in his last election. The polls show that he's holding his own in this one, too. But we shall see. And, you know, in a presidential year, you have to remember that there's going to be a lot of Democrats that come out, and they're going to be voting right across the line. That's why if Mark Crisani pulls this off, it will be another amazing feat on his part.
Well, that's a great perspective there. And then finally, about polls, and this is more looking for maybe some general perspective, Bob, but we hear from the different voices on both sides of the presidential polls that, you know, if it's their candidate leading in the poll, it seems that's the one that's most accurate, and the others are biased and, you know, just media-generated. And, you know, even yesterday I think I heard something about how Florida, one pollster, a Republican-leaning pollster, says that Florida is a lock for Romney. You hear these kind of accusations, I'm sure, all the time, Bob. Just some general thoughts on polling and, you know, what we can read into them.
You're so right about that, Jay, because there's polls all over the place, and most of them are taken by the campaigns themselves or other special interests that have a vested interest in the campaign. That's why we, along with Channel 2, have been doing our own polls throughout this congressional race, that we think that it's important for people to get an independent voice in the polling process so that you're not hearing all this information about polls from various internal campaigns or the special interests. And I'm not saying that these things are wrong because pollsters are in the business to be right. But nevertheless, that's why we think it's important, and other news organizations think it's important to have their own.
All right, Bob McCarthy, we have you one more time. That's the morning after Election Day. We expect you to be all groggy after working all night long in a long, long election night. But we do appreciate your time this morning, sir.
Semi-alert for you that
morning. And try to get some rest between now and then. That's Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. He joins us every Wednesday during election season here on 88.7 FM WBFO.